Today we're talking about why the INFJ will never be happy or satisfied with an ordinary life. And by ordinary life, I mean the life that seemingly so many people live out and never question. They might get upset or get bitter, but there is no afterthought. At least that's how it seems to a lot of INFJs. A lot of INFJs go through life having these existential questions all the time. These questions of, why is my life the way it is? I want it to be more exciting. What is missing? There's so much potential I'm not tapping into. And this actually leads most INFJs to having some kind of drama in their life that is not the healthiest. So there are one-sided relationships, right? Like these things that we make up in our mind or we daydream and sort of feel paralyzed by what is going on in the real world. So it turns into this vicious cycle that we seemingly can't get out, but we're so aware of it. Sometimes INFJs just wish they could just ignore it, like seemingly everybody else who doesn't question it or who doesn't go through these things altogether. And that makes it even more difficult for us, that we ask ourselves, why isn't it okay for us to live an ordinary life? We tell ourselves, I should be grateful with the life that I have. I should be grateful what is happening around me, what I've created. But you know, very often it's not the case. We know there should be more, and it seems like there is no way out of it. But I'm here to tell you, yes, there is. And more so, we're going to figure out why we always feel like we can't live that ordinary life. Because once you understand what's really going on in your mind, what is making you believe that currently you're living an ordinary life and that is not the way you want it to, you will first off recognize why you take certain steps that others are not taking that are not healthy, like these daydreams or these made up obsessions over people for years sometimes, or situations that are never happening. I know I've done this several times, and you know, pretty much every single INFJ that I've worked with has told me the same thing. It is a very common pattern. It is very normal, but we have to understand why we're doing it, what kind of escape this is, and how to actually use this pull that very often comes out in a negative way, in a way that doesn't make our life better or brings us any kind of forward movement, how to actually turn this into something that actually changes our lives. Because I can tell you this 100%, I don't live an ordinary life, and I used to. I used to question every single time, why am I not happy? Why am I going towards these unrealistic relationships? In my mind, it was okay that they weren't like the ones everybody else was having. I just thought I needed that special thing, something that was out of the ordinary. Now looking back at it, I know this wasn't normal behavior. And it doesn't have to be normal behavior for it to be good for us, but not every behavior that falls out of the norm is necessarily good for us. Very often we chose the bad way or the bad direction because it felt like there is no alternative. There is no way out. And nowadays when I say I'm not living that ordinary life, like I'm living that INFJ epic life on my terms, I know it is. I know it's exactly what I aimed for. But you know what's funny? I guarantee you that nobody around me actually thinks my life is that much different. Yes, people know, okay, I have my own business, I have a family now, like, you know, my life has turned in certain ways, but the transformation that I have felt, this immense change, I don't think that for the people around me, the ones that aren't INFJs or intuitive or like think the way we think, I don't think it looks any differently. So very often it's not so much that you do something crazy that will shock everybody and that will just, you know, rock your world. It will rock your world, and for you, it will feel like the biggest shift and the biggest extraordinary thing that could happen. But in reality, once you've gotten settled into this new life, it won't feel like this. It doesn't feel to me every single day, wow, this is amazing. This is so not ordinary. But I just don't have this lingering question in my mind anymore. This thing of, I know there should be more. I know something is missing. I know I should do something that gives me back this feeling of aliveness, because I'm feeling it every single day and I want you to feel it too. So let's really dive into this. Remember, if you haven't done this so far, download the poster to the 5 pillars to an INFJ epic life. And if you want my personal help in your transformational journey and work with me one-on-one, all the information you find below in the description. What we have to understand is that we as INFJs are cerebral beings. Most of the intensity that is happening in our life is happening in our mind, and we need some kind of outlet. And very often, if we don't do anything consciously about this, if we don't really put that much information into our system that helps us to break out of that, we by default fall into, let's call it, the ordinary life, the life that seemingly everybody lives by, right? It's the things society tells us to do. It's the things our parents have taught us, our peers. And, you know, even my way of understanding an ordinary life is different than how you might understand it, based on, you know, our upbringing, the country that we live in, just our cultural, you know, understanding of what is right and wrong. And we as INFJs, who are very impressionable, meaning we absorb a lot, this can become like this box that we're sort of boxed into, you know, as the word says. And very often we feel like we have to live within that box, because stepping out of that box will actually cause us a lot of ego pain. It will cause us a lot of, you know, transformational, you know, triggers to come up, a lot of just things that are uncomfortable, and we have to be willing to look at them. And it doesn't have to be cold turkey. Like for me, when I really went through the motions, when I was pushed against the wall and I said, okay, I really have to change something about my life, because this is just hell. Like, I cannot keep doing this, you know? And it doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to hit rock bottom before you make a change in your life. It is all about taking the right steps in the right amount of time and in the right direction. So imagine yourself, you're in this box of, I have to function within these parameters of living. And I have to do this because otherwise I'm going to be abandoned by the group, which is a psychological fear of ours, you know, as human beings. We need a feeling of belonging. We need to be accepted. This is, you know, deeply engraved in us, and our system will always try to protect us from this pain. So if we don't have to, we will do everything in our power to stay within that box. So what happens if an INFJ constantly has this feeling, I need to step out of this, I need to break out of this, but I can't. Like, whatever I do, I have to do it within these four walls. We actually do extreme things within this box. So then these things happen of INFJs getting obsessed over people that we've seen once or met once, and we continue to be hooked on them for years, because it allows us to have like some kind of intense thing that makes us feel like we're living something extraordinary without having to step out of the box. That's why we stay in our daydreams. That's why we sort of get attached to drama, as we talked in our last videos. We want to feel this intensity. We want to feel some kind of growth, but we don't want to actually have to do it by ourselves. And the way you do this by yourself is if you actually step out of that box. If you completely lose this sense of, I'm just playing like the herd. I'm playing like everybody else is doing, and that is keeping me safe. Remember, I'm not saying you have to be an outlaw. I'm not saying you have to, you know, leave society, become an entrepreneur or anything like this. This is a mindset way of living, of understanding that very often we have kept our identity hidden in so many ways. I know I had. I wasn't voicing my real opinions. I wasn't showing my real strength. I was keeping myself in a position where I did the bare minimum in order to sort of like stay within that flow, but I wasn't tapping into my potential. And you have to do this in order to overcome this feeling of something is missing. Whatever you're looking for, you're not going to find it by playing within that box. And once you step out of that box, it will feel like you're abandoning society. It will feel like you're doing something that is so crazy and outrageous until you're actually doing it. And then it feels like the most natural thing in the world. It's just for the longest time, your fear of judgment, your fear of abandonment has kept you from that. And that might be living differently than you've lived so far. It might be to start like a new career. It might be to move to a different city. It might be to get active in the social causes that are important to you. The things that will cause you some kind of fear of judgment, those are the things we need to handle. And I always say, do it in a way that gets you out of your comfort zone, but doesn't overwhelm you. Only you know what that feeling is. And you don't do it in secret with one person, hoping that that one person will understand you. You do it openly and you do it with conviction. It's standing up and saying, from now on, everybody who comes in contact with me should know this about me. I'm not going to go like tell everybody about my certain belief systems or why I am the way I am, but I'm not going to hide certain parts of me anymore. For me, that was a personal strength, being able to stand against the current, doing something that nobody else was doing, standing up and talking about things where other people might look at me and say, she's totally weird. Like, what's that all about? And it actually happened because guess what? If you believe that you're too much, if you believe that if you would live out who you really are, like people couldn't handle it, you automatically surround yourself with people that would believe that about you. And once you change, you're going to see that a lot of people will just vanish because there is nothing that connects you anymore. Very often the thing that connected you was that you were neglecting yourself and focusing on them. And if you put that focus on you, if you say, I'm going to step out of the norm, I'm going to step out of this ordinary life, I'm going to do the thing that I know I'm capable of, you will try. It's not so much about saying, I'm going to succeed, I'm going to make it happen. It's about saying that you are going to commit to living a life that is aiming towards that. And no matter what, you're sticking to it. Because never again will you be willing to sacrifice who you are, your integrity, your belief systems, your strengths, all of that, just to fit into a role and be liked for somebody that you're not, right? You deserve to be loved for who you are. And if you feel in the beginning you're not going to be liked for who you are, then believe that you deserve to step out and be yourself. And it's okay if people don't like you because you like yourself, right? Self-confidence isn't going out and saying, people are going to like me. Self-confidence is going out and saying, I'm going to be okay if they don't because I like myself. I think what I'm doing is cool. What I'm doing is brave. What I'm doing is extraordinary. What I'm doing is creating my INFJ epic life. Dare to step out of the norm. Dare to do the thing that scares you. Do it in incremental ways that you can handle. Things that get you out of your comfort zone but won't overwhelm you. And you will see that it will be worth it. We're here to support you. This community, for example, is a safe place that helps you to get there. I encourage you, the entire movement encourages you to be yourself, to do the thing that nobody else can see it, but you can see it. And if you can see it, you can aim for it. And being that person, that's going to make your life out of the box. That's going to make your life out of the ordinary. And trust me, if you do this, you won't feel like something is missing. And even more importantly, you're not going to go to outlets that are not healthy, as in daydreaming or obsessing over other people or things that you cannot control that are not contributing to your long-term happiness. You got this. You're the only one who knows how to make it happen and what the steps are. Use the 5 pillars to give you some direction. Just try it out. You'll see a lot of changes happening once you actually step into it and you take charge in that direction. The free posters are the 5 pillars. You can always find the link in the description. And if you want extra help and you say, I'm ready to make some big changes, then work with me one-on-one. All the information you find below. And if you want to watch another video that is in alignment with today's topic, then watch the video on the missing link that's holding most INFJs back.